Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The race is on to replace U.S. Senator John Kerry, who's expected to be confirmed as Secretary of State. Congressman Ed Markey is the first candidate to declare his candidacy in a future special election to replace Kerry, which could also include outgoing Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown, as well as a handful of other Democrats. For more on this potential race, as well as the year ahead in politics, we speak with WBUR political analyst Dan Payne, and we start with what Markey brings to the race.
Well, Ed has what nobody else in the race, a Democrat or Republican, including Scott Brown, has, which is $3 million in the bank. And he has a record. He has an experienced political team of consultants and others. Full disclosure, Ed's a client of mine, but I think he is, on paper, the best choice for the Democrats, especially given the shortness of the race.
What about Ted Kennedy's widow, Vicky Kennedy? She's certainly being courted by some Democrats to run.
Vicky Kennedy will accept an appointment as the temporary seat holder. She does not want to run for the seat once an election is declared. And I think we should take her at her word. She's said this a number of times, and I believe that she's not interested in the campaign.
All right, let's talk about a couple of other people whose names are knocking around, two Congressmen, Stephen Lynch and Michael Capuano.
Well, Mike Capuano ran last time in the special election, finished second to Martha Coakley. He has told people he's thinking about it, but others who are close to Capuano say that he's more interested in being governor than he is being senator.
And Lynch?
Lynch has to decide whether he wants to put his name out and be tested in a Democratic primary. He's a moderate Democrat, and he'd have to worry a little bit about getting through a Democratic primary that is not as moderate as Steve Lynch is.
All right, Dan, let's turn now to the Republican side, where the focus is virtually entirely on Senator Scott Brown. Assuming he does jump into the race, how's he stack up?
He's been a senator now. He's got a taste for it. He is the most popular political figure that was measured in the WBUR poll recently. He has money in the bank, about $500,000. He could raise a lot of money in a hurry. And more importantly, he's the only candidate that the Republicans have who could win that seat.
Some conservatives have been critical of Brown for avoiding the Republican label in his campaign with Elizabeth Warren. He never really called himself a Republican. Will that haunt him or cost him in some way in a possible new race?
No, I think Brown's party affiliation is lightly held. He prides himself on being bipartisan. And if anything, the party label hurt him in the election against Elizabeth Warren because it tied him to national Republicans, many of whom were saying very strange things.
All right, big picture. Is this race a shoe-in for the Democrats, considering that they just won a Senate contest here? Or is it a shoe-in for Scott Brown, who has a campaign organization ready to go?
I think it's Brown's to lose at this point. The turnout will be lower, which helps him, because Republicans tend to turn out at a higher rate than Democrats and independents. It's been shown that he can be hurt politically by his association with the Republican Party, but he remains quite popular.
All right. So since you give us the entree, let's talk about 2013 in the context of the coming race for governor, because certainly the race is going to shape up next year, even though the election won't be till 2014. Lieutenant Governor Murray expected to run, but given the controversies you talked about, how damaged are his political goods?
I think he's got some remedial work to do with the Democratic establishment in Massachusetts, which has got to be worried that even if he won a primary, he might be damaged goods in a general election. Mike Capuano, who has less than $500,000 in the bank, but is telling people he wouldn't mind running for governor, he might be a candidate. Marty Meehan, president of UMass Lowell, says he doesn't want to run for the Senate seat, but he has $5 million in the bank, and he may want to run for governor. And then there are other candidates who are kind of interesting possibilities. Scott Lang, the former mayor of New Bedford, a very attractive, interesting guy. There will be probably a field of five or six candidates running for governor on the Democratic side.
The current state treasurer, Steve Grossman, might run as well.
Absolutely. Grossman has announced that he's seriously interested in it, which I take it to mean he's running. He's doing a lot of public appearances. He can raise money in a hurry. I think he would be the guy to beat if we had a multi-candidate race like this.
On the GOP side, do you think that failed gubernatorial candidate Charlie Baker, who lost to Governor Patrick last time around, will run again? He's certainly on the short list and maybe the most preferred of many Republicans in Massachusetts.
Yes, I think he will run. I think he will be a strong candidate. And he's keeping up on politics and state government. He's making the rounds politically. He knows what he did wrong last time. And he, I think, can correct his mistakes. He will not have a serious challenge in his primary, which will make things a little easier. The only other candidate I've heard that might be of his caliber is Dan Winslow, a state legislator. But the Republican Party in Massachusetts is so small that I'm sure they could work their differences out, Charlie Baker and Dan Winslow.
Current Governor Deval Patrick, there are many who think that Patrick is gearing up for a 2016 presidential bid. What do you hear or what do you think about that?
I think he wants to make money. That's what he's telling people. When he retires as governor, he says he's not going to run again. He wants to make money in the private sector. He's got his house in Milton on the market. I think he's thinking about accumulating some wealth and some seats on boards, doing some public speaking. I don't think running for president is really something he's contemplating.
And beyond that, isn't he damaged in a way nationally by the state drug lab scandal, which has led to the release of hundreds of inmates in Massachusetts, and by the deadly national meningitis outbreak, as state overseers didn't catch or ignored the lab follow-up, and in the meningitis story, state regulators didn't catch the problems at the Framingham Pharmacy at the center of the outbreak, and that all happened under Governor Patrick's watch.
Yes, I think those things would be very difficult for him to have to explain if he were out in the presidential primary hustings. These are serious problems, and they're not going to go away immediately, and therefore they're going to be continuing to be political problems for the governor.
And local politics, City of Boston, a mayor's race coming up in 2013. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, who turned 70 yesterday, might run for his sixth term if he decides to get into the race after his recent kind of long illness. Do you think he's a candidate?
I think he will try to be a candidate and make that decision as late in the season as possible. But there are people who are beginning to think about pursuing the mayor's job seriously, and they may be ready to get in on a moment's notice.
Whether or not he runs.
Exactly. I mean, at this point, City Council President Steve Murphy is a candidate. The DA, Dan Connolly, is a likely candidate. It's possible that others on the City Council or in Suffolk County jobs would be candidates. I mean, it could be a wide open field if the mayor decides that he's not going to run for re-election.
And so then for Mayor Menino, the question might be, do I want to go out as a winner, having retired from my current job, or do I want to face a possible hard re-election fight and maybe a loss?
Exactly. I think he's got a chance here to be Rocky Marciano, to quit while he's on top. And he may decide that that's ultimately the smart move for him, both politically and in terms of his health.
WBUR political analyst Dan Payne, thanks a lot for coming in. Thanks for your help during 2012 as we look ahead to 2013.
Happy New Year.